It's time now for your letters, and many of you wanted to know more about the volcanic ash cloud above Europe that has grounded thousands of flights. Nat Wooding of Midlothian, Virginia asks this: I'm not certain how common gas and oil-fired turbine generators are in Europe, but as the ash cloud settles, they could be affected by the ash, just as their cousins, jet engines, are. Well, Ben Jordan is a professor of geology and volcanology at Brigham Young University, and he has this answer: I would not expect any significant problems, because by the time that the ash would settle to the ground, it is likely to be so dispersed, especially at the distances involved, that it would not be in concentrations large enough to cause problems.
Last week, I interviewed Professor Joseph Cirincione of Georgetown University about President Obama's nuclear summit. Cirincione is an expert on nuclear arms control, and I asked if there was a way to achieve 100% security of nuclear materials. Well, Cirincione responded that he thinks it is doable. After all, he said, we have never lost an ounce of gold from Fort Knox. Well, listener Ron Schneider of Napa, California asks how Professor Cirincione knows that no gold has been stolen from Fort Knox. After all, we've all seen Goldfinger. And to answer the question, we called U.S. Mint spokesman Mike White. He said if there is any doubt, people can go to a U.S. Treasury website, which posts the status of all Treasury-owned gold. The audit is performed monthly by an independent agency.
And finally, regarding Nina Totenberg's story on the guessing game around President Obama's future nomination to replace Justice John Paul Stevens on the Supreme Court, listener Eric Fitzgerald of Sarasota, Florida, had this question: I would like to know if Nina has a recommendation for or knows of a book reviewing the U.S. Supreme Court's greatest, most influential decisions. Well, Eric, you're in luck. Here's Nina.
Dear Eric, I wish I could give you an answer, but I really can't. If you want a really excellent recent book about the Supreme Court, Jeff Toobin's book, The Nine, is a superb book. There are lots of excellent books about various areas of the law, First Amendment law, Brown versus the Board of Education, and all the cases that led up to it. But to say that there's one book that's sort of the cliff notes of the Supreme Court's greatest hits, I don't have a recommendation on that because cliff notes generally are not very good.
If you have any recommendations for us or other thoughts, please let us know. Come to npr.org and click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.